Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. It was wall-to-wall news on TV yesterday and still this morning for hours, 4 hours. Searchers were looking for little Falcon Heaney, the six-year-old boy that they were afraid was aboard a floating balloon. Turns out he was hiding somewhere at home. Well, the news this morning isn't fear for the little six-year-old. Was this a publicity stunt on behalf of his family? Here's what happened when they were interviewed by Wolf Blitzer on CNN yesterday.
Why didn't you come out?
You guys said that we did this for the show.
We did this for a show. That was the little boy's answer to his father when his father asked why he didn't come out when he was yelled for. Alessandra Stanley is a TV critic for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Alessandra. Do we think the little boy knew what he was saying there?
You're asking me to care.
Ooh, she's tough.
Oh, boy.
Perfectly plausible that the parents who have probably been hoaxers their entire lives in this one case were actually sincerely afraid for the child, and the child was genuinely hiding, but because they've been on television so much, they've cried wolf too many times, and so this possibly very innocent remark by this little boy referring to some other show will be with them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, well, here we have the father responding to the question from Wolf Blitzer asked the father, was this a publicity stunt? And here's what the father had to say.
Earlier, you had asked the police officers the questions. The media out front, we weren't even going to do this interview. And I'm kind of appalled after all of the feelings that I went through, up and down, that you guys are trying to suggest something else, okay?
He is appalled.
They need to change their speed dial.
I know.
Their speed dial needs to be 911 rather than the CNN newsroom, I think.
This was a terrible tragedy for me personally, and I'll explain why. 6 o'clock is a very hard time to get news because you've either got the local news, which, as you know, is really local news, or you've got Ed. I'm on MSNBC or Fox. So you're stuck, basically. And that's the time I turned to Wolf. For a reasoned, calm, we're going to talk to our international viewers now, assessment of what's gone on during the day. So to see that poor Wolf Blitzer going on and on as if he were filled with helium about, isn't it great that this child has been found, I just felt bad for myself. It wasn't what I wanted at that hour.
There are not many
and
people saying poor
Wolf
Blitzer.
Because he's actually one of the few people who just does news. Having to do this silly story, but
this is a silly story, and we're still covering it this morning, which I assume to your mind makes it even sillier, right?
Well, now it's reached a new and novel level of folly that's perhaps good in its own way.
Well, but is that to say that it's impossible for the networks to resist any story of a kid in harm's way where there's an actual picture and a balloon is a picture?
No, I'm just saying that once you realize that this is not a story, it's okay to say, okay, that wasn't a story. You don't have to then turn it into, you know, aren't we relieved? Isn't this wonderful? Perhaps our viewers in Pakistan would like to comment now. You know, it just seems like enough is enough.
Well, Alessandra Stanley of the New York Times, maybe all of this attention on whether or not it was a publicity stunt, maybe this is the networks trying to justify all the attention they paid to it yesterday.
Well, I hope so.
They should talk to their therapists.
Alessandra Stanley is a TV critic for our partner, The New York Times, talking about the incident yesterday with the boy that was feared to be in a helium balloon going across the state of Colorado.
Poor kid's life is a reality show.